This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. And today we are joined by a special guest. It's before five, but we're diving into a bit of a serious conversation. We have Michael Whelan from Thorn Harbour Health with us today. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, wait. You need a microphone on.
Now I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Now, we're coming in today to talk about something. I mean, it's been in the news quite a bit, especially in the news in relation to our communities, and that's been the proposed ban by the TGA on poppers.
Yes, it's disastrous.
It's not ideal.
It's not ideal, no.
Now, we've been hearing about it. Well, I know I've been hearing about a lot within my communities,
yeah,
and especially with the venues that I go to, where there's been a lot of concern about whether or not it's going to happen, what a ban on poppers means. Some people use them when they're being intimate. Other people use them when they're just going out and having a good time.
Indeed. There's a lot of sections of our community that use poppers and a lot of sections of our community that sort of have no idea what they really even are. So they're what we call an inhalant. You put them against your nose and you inhale. And they have mild relaxing effects, mild... you sort of maybe get a little bit dizzy. You get a little bit more playful. They're not addictive. They're not harmful. And in fact, many people argue they have a really good therapeutic use. Oh, my words today.
It's a hump day. It's a hump day. We're having the same shebang.
It's no excuse. I had yesterday off.
Now, well, recently the Therapeutic Goods Administration, TGA, they postponed the decision on whether or not they would ban one of the substances, which is an active ingredient in poppers, which is alkyl nitrate, and whether they would make that a prohibited substance. And they're looking for more community consultation.
Indeed. It's been a really good step in the right direction. There was an open call for submissions, so anyone on the street could write a submission in to say why they think it's an incorrect decision to ban poppers. And they did get quite a few very impassioned responses, both from community and from those of us in the sexual health sector and the health sector at large. And they've decided that they want more information. They want more consultation with us. So they're holding a couple of public community consultations, one here in Melbourne and one in Sydney as well.
Yes. So, and that's what we're talking about here today, because there is going to be one happening in Melbourne on Thursday, the 7th of February.
Indeed. There is going to be one on the 7th of February here in Melbourne, 360 Latrobe, Collins Street. Sorry, it's at the Latrobe City campus. So it isn't until the 7th, but don't rest on your laurels, because you do need to register to attend the event and you need to do so by the 25th or the 26th, I think it is. So it's coming up very quickly that you will run out of time.
Let's face it, we've got, Australia Day, or as some call it, Invasion Day, happening this weekend. That takes a whole chunk of your time and weekend away, and then suddenly February is here.
It's
been a really interesting conversation, because many different people see poppers in many different ways, or amyl nitrate in many different ways, about how they're used or the way in which the use should be used. But when it comes to things like this, it is really important, if you have an opinion, to speak up or to be seen.
Yeah, and the other thing is that this meeting is occurring not exactly at the most convenient time, so it's kicking off at 3:30.
I know, it's the opening night of my show. I mean, how dare they?
That'll be your excuse for when no one shows up. They'll all be at this meeting.
My show, you know what, I was talking to someone about it last night, and my show opens at 7:30, so a part of me's like, I could frock up early in an amyl outfit.
You should.
And then rush.
It doesn't sound like you at all.
I mean, it's not like me at all. Anyway, not about me, not about me.
Is that a pun? You're going to rush to...
Well, it is now.
But yeah, it is occurring. So at 3:30, it's going to launch with some sort of like drinks and nibbles, which I would suggest going to in order to just eat all the TGA's food, because they're planning to ban poppers, people. Go and eat their snacks and mingle. But it kicks off at 4:00, so understandably a lot of people are working, that sort of thing. So we would love if a lot of people came and voiced their concerns. But if you can't, you can get in touch with us and we can sort of pick it on your behalf.
Yes.
What are the sort of things that the TGA is saying? Are there reasons for wanting to ban poppers?
They're saying this particular substance is harmful, which if you put it directly into your eye socket, or if you put it, if you drink it, it's going to be harmful. There were a few incidences of people mistakenly ingesting things like amyl or alkyl nitrates, and it can cause you some very serious harm if you ingest it, but that's not the way that the substance is intended to be used.
So if you use the substance as it is intended to be used,
yes,
the harm is...
is negligible. So there's been, I think since about the early 1970s when poppers started becoming really popular, there's been 5 deaths associated with the use of poppers. I think that comes out of the UK. And that's generally because of contraindications with other medications. So things like Viagra or heart medications can foul.
It is important for you to be aware about what you're using in conjunction with other things in any capacity.
That's a huge part of the conversation we're trying to have, that a blanket ban is not a viable option. Us as community that use this substance are very good at educating ourselves. So let us.
We've had to.
Let us do that job. So we can better inform people of the risks of certain substances and their benefits by educating our communities.
I do think it is really good that they are looking for this kind of interaction. So there is one happening in Sydney, I believe, next week.
On the 31st.
On the 31st, for any of our listeners in Sydney. And then on the 7th, there is the one of February, there is the one happening here in Melbourne. But I do think it is really good that they're reaching out for this kind of consultation. It requires us to do more than just... It's very easy when you're asked to write the letter or to do the email, but standing up and being seen is something, you know... And it might seem odd for some people to go, we're going to stand up, be seen doing this when it comes in relation to poppers, but if it's something that affects you, then that's how you should contribute.
Absolutely. And if they've gone to the effort of putting this event on, you know, how embarrassing would it be for all of the avid poppers users to have 2 people turn up to this event and them just say, well, that obviously means that this community doesn't care. And I know from working in this community,
I think one of the important things for us to remember as well, that you don't have to come and speak.
No.
You don't have to come and have your voice be heard. But people
can sit at the back of the room and eat the scones if you like.
Exactly. Or just come and be supportive. Like it's something
absolutely.
You know, and that it's very important for you to come and do that if this is something that you feel passionate about.
Yep.
So this is our first call out. We'll have another one next week. But this is our first call out. If you want to be involved, there's an easy way that you can find all this information and you can register. You can go to thornharbour.org/AMYL. AMYL.
Very easy.
And that's where you can get all of the information. The Melbourne meeting is happening on Thursday the 7th of February from 3:30, 4 o'clock at 360 Collins Street. And you do have to RSVP.
And there is a link on the Thorn Harbour website where you can click straight through to the TGA and register your interest.
Done. It's that simple. But if you feel so passionately that this is something you've been talking about for months, then it's also important for you to step up and show up.
Absolutely.
And that's what we would like you to do.
We would love that. And as I said, if you can't attend the meeting, head to the Thorn Harbour website, thornharbour.org/AMYL. You'll be able to get in touch with us. Flick us an email. They'll probably put you in touch with me, to be perfectly honest. And I will pick it on your behalf. And if you have certain concerns or comments, I can raise those at the meeting on your behalf.
Thank you, Michael, so much for joining us and for letting us know about this. It's really important when these things happen for community to be able to stand up, step up and come together. And we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today.
Thanks for having me on.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.